You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Essenes. The Essenes were a Jewish religious group that flourished from the 2nd century BCE to the 1st century CE, that some scholars claim seceded from the Tzaddikite priests. Being much fewer in number than the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the other two major sects at the time, the Essenes lived in various cities, but congregated in communal life dedicated to asceticism, voluntary poverty, and abstinence from worldly pleasures, including marriage and daily baptisms. Gabriel Boccaccini implies that a convincing etymology for the name Essene has not been found, but that the term applies to a larger group within Israel that also included the Qumran community. It was proposed before the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered that the name came into several Greek spellings from a Hebrew self-designation later found in some Dead Sea Scrolls, Osei HaTorah, Observers of Torah. One theory of the formation of the Essenes suggested the movement was founded by a Jewish high priest, dubbed by the Essenes the Teacher of Righteousness, whose office had been usurped by Jonathan, who was of the priestly lineage but not a Tzaddikite, labeled the Man of Lies or False Priest. There is evidence that there was an internal schism among the Sadducees. There were two main subgroups, one group who rejected angels, the soul, and resurrection, and another group who accepted these teachings. There is a clue in the Halachic letter and the Tzaddikite fragments from the Dead Sea Scrolls that leads one to believe that the group we now know as the Essenes are in fact a subgroup of the Sadducees that believe in angels, the souls, and resurrection. When Mishnaic texts preserve Pharisee-Sadducees conflicts over the same matters discussed in the Halakhic letter, the views of the letter's authors match those of the Sadducees. Only one possible explanation can be offered for this phenomenon. The earliest members of the sect must have been Sadducees, unwilling to accept the status quo established in the aftermath of the Maccabean Revolt. The Essenes have gained fame in modern times as a result of the discovery of an extensive group of religious documents known as the Dead Sea Scrolls, believed to have been written by the Essenes. These documents include preserved multiple copies of the Tanakh, untouched from as early as 300 BCE until their discovery in 1947. Some scholars, however, dispute that the notion that the Essenes that wrote the Dead Sea Scrolls. The earliest mention of the Essenes is by the Jewish philosopher Philo of Alexandria. Philo told his readers that there were more than 4,000 Essenes living in villages throughout Judea. Among their neighbors, they were noted for their love of Hashem and their concerns with piety, honesty, morality, philanthropy, holiness, equality, and freedom. The Essenes did not marry and lived a celibate life and practiced communal residence, money, property, food, and clothing. They observed Shabbat according to all the strictest instructions and spent much of their time studying the Torah according to philosophical and allegorical interpretations. They cherished freedom, possessed no slaves, and rejected the use of weapons or participation in commerce. Philo did not mention any names or places or any background to the origins of this group. The next reference is by the Roman writer Pliny the Elder in his Natural History. Pliny related in a few lines that the Essenes do not marry, possess no money, and had existed for thousands of generations. Unlike Philo, who did not mention any particular geographical locations of the Essenes other than the whole land of Israel, Pliny places them in En Gedi, next to the Dead Sea. Pliny, also a geographer and explorer, located them in the desert near the northwestern shore of the Dead Sea, where the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered in the year 1947. The next reference we have is from Josephus, who records that the Essenes existed in large numbers and lived throughout Israel. In his book, War of the Jews, Book 2, Chapter 8, we read, "For there are three philosophical sects among the Jews, the followers of the first of which are the Pharisees, the second the Sadducees, and the third sect which pretends to be a severe discipline, are called Essenes. These last are Jews by birth and seem to have a greater affection for one another than the other sects have. These Essenes reject pleasure as an evil, but esteem continence and the conquest over our passions to be virtue. They neglect wedlock, but choose out other persons' children while they are pliable and fit for learning, and esteem them to be of their kindred, and form them according to their own manners. They do not absolutely deny the fitness of marriage, and the succession of mankind thereby continued, but they guard against the lascivious behavior of women, and are persuaded that none of them preserve their fidelity to one man. Moreover, there is another order of Essenes, who agree with the rest as to their way of living and customs and laws, but differ from them in the point of marriage, as thinking that by not marrying they cut off the principal part of human life, which is the prospect of succession, nay, rather that if all men should be of the same opinion, the whole race of mankind would fail. However, they try their spouses for 3 years, and if they find that they have natural purgations thrice as trials, that they are likely to be fruitful, then they actually marry them. But they do not use to accompany with their wives when they are with child, as a demonstration that they do not many out of regard to pleasure, but for the sake of posterity. Now the women go into the baths with some of their garments on, as the men do, with somewhat girded about them, as these are the customs of this order of Essenes. Some modern scholars and archaeologists have argued that the Essenes inhabited the settlement at Qumran, a plateau in the Judean desert along the Dead Sea, citing Pliny the Elder in support and giving credence that the Dead Sea Scrolls are the product of the Essenes. This view, though not yet conclusively proven, has become the dominant belief in scholarly discussion and public perception of the Essenes. If it is correct to identify the community of Qumran with the Essenes, and that the community of Qumran are the authors of the Dead Sea Scrolls, then according to the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Essenes community school was called Yahad, in order to differentiate themselves from the rest of the Jews, who were repeatedly labeled the breakers of the covenant. Many scholars believe that the community of Qumran that allegedly produced the Dead Sea Scrolls was an offshoot of the Essenes. However, this theory has been disputed by Norm Gold and other scholars. Gold, for instance, uses strong arguments claiming that the primary research on the Qumran documents and ruins by Father Roland DeVoe lacked scientific method and drew wrong conclusions that comfortably entered the academic canon. For Gold, the amount of documents is too extensive and includes many different writing styles and calligraphies. The ruins seem to have been a fortress, used as a military base for a very long period of time, including the first century, so they could not have been inhabited by the Essenes, and the large graveyard excavated in 1870, just 50 meters east of the Qumran ruins, was made of over 1,200 tombs that included many women and children. Pliny clearly wrote that the Essenes that lived near the Dead Sea had not one woman, had renounced all pleasure, and no one was born in their race. Gold's book presents sharp observations about DeVoe's premature conclusions and their uncontroverted acceptance by the general academic community. He states that the documents probably stem from various libraries in Jerusalem, kept safe in the desert from the Roman invasions. Thank you for listening to Essenes. Shalom.